This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Saeed Abedini's wife, Nagme Abedini, will be joining us today, taking your phone calls live and an update on these new arrests in Boston.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, I heard you say you would love for a lifetime.
They kept coming to the computer and saying, Mommy, can we see Daddy? Can we hear his voice? And I kept saying, no, we can't. You know, I couldn't explain to them why that he was physically taken to prison. And finally, they kept saying, does Daddy not love us anymore? Does Daddy not want to hear our voice? And I had to tell them that he was in prison because he loved Jesus and that he loved them very much.
I'm hoping that we will, as a country that was founded on religious freedom and fighting for freedom, that we will continue to stand up for what is right. And we can fight for religious liberty and be a leading leader in the world and a leading voice in the world for that.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Silence in the face of evil, it's evil itself. And you know, even with Secretary Kerry speaking out, we had to fight for that for 8 months. We had to ask for it for 8 months before he said
anything.
But
has it gotten you anywhere?
No, you know, if Fox News and ACLJ were not continually bringing this to light, it would be forgotten. It seems like what is being done is them doing it under pressure, and it's something we have to ask for them, not something they're doing it proactively. I'm really frustrated with how our government is handling this.
Right.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. The breaking news, three arrests in Boston related to the Boston bombing. It looks like three college students, some because of, there was a visa issue, and definitely what the news is reporting now, at a minimum that they are being arrested because they provided some kind of cover or assistance after the bombing, may have had their computers and equipment with them. So the group gets bigger. Now it's up to five people, one dead, one in custody, and three just arrested. But they are charged. So this is not just they're in custody. They've actually been charged and are under arrest and were somehow involved. Now, today, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we come back from the first break. Nagme Abedini, Saeed Abedini's wife, is going to be joining us live and taking your phone calls. So you can talk to Nagme if you've got a message of hope and support. This is a great opportunity to stand with Saeed in our efforts to save Saeed. And folks, if you are just tuning in and haven't been following the last couple of days, Saeed now in solitary confinement for at least another 17 days. He was picked as one of 10 prisoners out of his ward, 350, to be sent to Ward 240, which is a solitary confinement ward, as Nagme compared it to basically being in a small, dark hole. If you want to talk to Nagme Abedini, she'll be joining us when we come back from the break. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, Pastor Saeed's wife. That's 1-800-684-3110. In prison now, 217 days, 17 hours, 3 minutes, and 40 seconds because of his Christian faith. 217 days. Now in solitary confinement. We'll tell you why. We'll tell you about his health update, issues with his kidney now. Very serious situation. We need your prayers. We need your support. If you have not joined our petition, we need you to sign that by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. Over 577,000 people have signed our petition to save Saeed. Will you sign it today? 877-989-225. Do you want to talk to Nagme Abedini? She'll be joining us when we come back from the break. You can talk to her live. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to her, that's 1-800-684-3110. Make sure and sign this petition. Saeed needs your prayers and your support. In solitary confinement, will you take a stand? 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
A bad situation just got worse. American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, has now been placed in solitary confinement. Facing deteriorating health, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been beaten and tortured by his captors. And now there's growing concern that he will face additional beatings while in solitary confinement. As his wife Nagme puts it, every day in that prison is a death sentence.
Very serious. The 8 years is actually more of a death sentence.
As the ACLJ continues to work in this country and abroad to secure his release, it's vital that we let Pastor Saeed know he is not forgotten. It's critical that the Iranian regime and even the prison guards realize that the world is watching. Write Pastor Saeed a message of hope, a message of support, and sign the petition for his freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at SaveSaeed.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Very special guest joining us now. We represent her and her family here in the United States and in Europe as well. Nagme Abedini, Saeed Abedini's wife, who has been a brave warrior throughout this process. We did an interview yesterday on Fox News after the news came out over the weekend that Saeed was thrown into jail. Not thrown into jail, thrown into solitary confinement inside the jail, which Nagme yesterday called it this. And I want people to understand just the severity of what this solitary confinement means in Iran. So take a listen. This is our interview yesterday, Bite One.
What's going through your mind right now when you hear all this?
I can't imagine one more day in that. What I'd heard from him, solitary is horrific. He was losing his memory. It's a small dark hole. He doesn't know when day is, when night is. It's a psychological warfare, physical. He's beaten possibly in that. And during that time, it's from what I know from previous experience.
And Nagme is joining us now. And Nagme, I know it's a very difficult time. And thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Tell people, if they are just tuning in now, Nagme, and they're just turning the radio on and maybe they didn't catch the news yesterday over the weekend, what has happened with Saeed's situation inside Evin prison?
Well, there was a silent protest at the prison. All the prisoners signed a petition or signed a complaint about how they were being treated, their lack of medical attention, and how their families were being treated and threatened. And Saeed was part of that, who signed that complaint. And what we learned from people who've been in that prison, had served in that prison for years, is that unfortunately the Iranian government targets people they want to break who have not repented. Or will not conform to, will not deny their faith. And so Saeed was handpicked from hundreds of prisoners and taken to solitary. And from what we know from inside sources, Saeed was just very, silent. There was nothing to provoke them to arrest Saeed. And unfortunately, he was picked because he has not been denying his Christian faith, and they want to use this opportunity to break him.
You know, folks, this is, again, what Nagme is saying, breaking him because of his Christian faith, that he's one of the 10 selected out of this entire ward because of a silent protest about medical care and the way that the families who visit the prisoners each week are treated and harassed themselves and abused themselves physically and psychologically. We're talking about the visitors to the prison, folks. And because of that, 10 get randomly, I put that in quotes, selected to be thrown into solitary confinement. And Nagme, we're learning now that the families were informed that this could take up to 20 days, so we'd be at about 17 more days here. And this is a situation where no visitations with the family, and very difficult, not like a solitary confinement situation here in the United States.
Yes, you know, we were very concerned about his health before he went to solitary, and now we're completely cut off from him. No more visitations for his family to be able to see how he's doing. And we know he has damage to his internal organs because of the beating and kicking in his stomach area. And he's had the bleeding, but we now know there's concerns about his kidneys. And what he was able to explain to his family when he had been in that solitary confinement was that it's a dark hole. He doesn't know when it's day or night. He can't stretch out his leg. He's put under constant psychological torture, and also those are times where he'd been beaten, and it's just a time of time where the Iranian government does its best to break Saeed, and he'd already gone into that solitary not very healthy. He'd been struggling with his health issues, and we'd asked for him to be taken to a hospital, but instead they beat him and put him in solitary.
Difficult situation, folks. If you will take a stand, you know, we've had 577,000 plus people on our petition to save Saeed. 578,000. We just crossed that mark a moments ago online. I just refreshed savesaeed.org. That's save, and it's SAEED.org. 578,000 people have signed that petition to save Saeed, and there's work being done around the world. The United Nations coming up at the end of this month, again, at the UN Human Rights Council, the European Union, the United States. But there needs to be more. You can also send a letter to Saeed. You could do that all at savesaeed.org. And folks, if you want to talk to Nagme, she'll be joining us for the whole show today. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to Nagme Abedini. She is joining us live. We're going to take one of those phone calls now. Beverly is calling in from Idaho on line one. Beverly, welcome to JSecul Live. You're talking to Jordan and Nagme. Thank you.
Hi, Nagme. This is Beverly. I don't know if you remember me, but I met you at the Nampa Bike and Walkathon just this past Saturday. And when I had heard about your husband, Pastor Saeed, I am standing here looking at his picture on that poster that we were all able to take and put in our front yards. Psalm 23 just came to my head. And I just want you to know that my family is praying for your family and for your children and just lifting Pastor Saeed up in prayer and in thoughts daily. And just know that you are loved here in Caldwell and in Nampa, and we will do whatever we can just to support you and your family, and that you are not forgotten, nor is Pastor Saeed.
Thank you, Beverly. I do remember meeting you. Thank you for your support at the Bike-a-thon and your continued prayers for our family. That's, my heart is heavy, and my heart is with Saeed, and I'm praying that he will survive the solitary, and I know he feels all of those prayers, and it's a great strength to him and also to our family. Thank you.
Back to the phones we go now. Amy is calling in from Texas. Amy, you're talking to Nagme Abedini and Jordan Secula. Thanks, Amy.
Hi. I don't know. It's just so hard to even listen to talk radio anymore between family talk and Fox News and the media that is trying to bring the stories. As a Christian, it just feels so helpless and hopeless. And, you know, everybody I even talk to, friends and family, we just feel like, you know, there's gay protests and there's, you know, all these things going on in the country. But when somebody is actually in trouble and we can't band together as Christians to do something about it, I just want to know, like, at what point are the pastors and the different church denominations, when are they going to band together in America and start standing up for Christians and take back this country? And it just, we have to make that stand. And I just wanted to say that Pastor Saeed, he's not alone in solitary confinement, because there's not many people that can do that, but God's right there next to him.
Thank you, Amy. You know, Nagme, you said this yesterday, and I think this goes with Amy said, you know, it can be tough to listen, and where's the government? And I understand that. I mean, you talk, we're talking, you know, the Gosnell trial. That jury is deliberating now. Three more arrests are made in Boston just before we go live on the air. We can discuss that further, and folks, as details come out. But it looks like post-bombing assistance that was given by three individuals who are now under arrest. That means they their charges filed against them. But you said this, Nagme, about the U.S. government and the situation here. This is from Fox News yesterday, Byte 2.
I have to say I'm in a way just really disappointed in the way our government has been handling this. I really expect our president to step it up. We try to protect U.S. citizens here who've committed horrific crimes against our government. We protect their rights. What about the rights of a U.S. citizen inside of Iran who's going through this because of his religion belief?
You know, Naima, you said that, and then we learned today there's new arrests made. And yet we know, the government knows about Saeed's situation and the new situation involving solitary confinement. To contrast the two, the fact that here we have a U.S. citizen who is on trial for and a suspect in a bombing, and yet the government rushes to protect the constitutional rights, and yet we are having to fight, and the people that are listening to this broadcast having to fight to get people to speak out and our government to speak out for Saeed.
Exactly. It's pretty twisted, and it's not only disappointing, it brings me to a lot of frustration as well, that we saw what happened with the Boston bombing, and American families were destroyed, and an 8-year-old boy was taken from a family, and a whole family was destroyed, and not just him, the police officer, all the lives that were taken. And as a nation, we grieve of what happened at an event like that, that innocent bystanders who were there for a marathon get attacked. And, you know, our government was so quick to go to stand up for his right as an American citizen, to read his right. And
folks, we'll be back with Nagme Abedini in just a moment. If you want to talk to her, 1-800-684-3110. Stand with Saeed. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. A bad situation just got worse. American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, has now been placed in solitary confinement. Facing deteriorating health, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been beaten and tortured by his captors. And now there's growing concern that he will face additional beatings while in solitary confinement. As his wife Nagme puts it, every day in that prison is a death sentence.
Very serious. The 8 years is actually more of a death sentence.
As the ACLJ continues to work in this country and abroad to secure his release, it's vital that we let Pastor Saeed know he is not forgotten. It's critical that the Iranian regime and even the prison guards realize that the world is watching. Write Pastor Saeed a message of hope, a message of support, and sign the petition for his freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at SaveSaeed.org.
Jay Sekulow Live, this is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. A special guest joining us, Nagma Abedini. If you want to talk to her, 1-800-684-3110. Many people holding on the line to do that. And we will go to your phone calls in just a minute. Let me update you on the breaking news. Out of Boston, 3 arrests made, additional arrests made. These are all college students, it appears. Some foreign who had been here on visas, others, you know, it's not 100% clear yet, but we believe, you know, when you use the word arrest, the charges have been filed. It looks like these are post-bombing crimes, so aiding and assisting after the bombing. There's not an indication yet that these were people involved in the planning, but for all of those who thought out there this was two people and that was it, that is not the case now. I mean, these are people under arrest, not suspects, not people that are suspicious or brought into custody, under arrest. So they are facing charges. Nagma Abedini joining us now. Saeed Abedini has been in prison 217 days because of his Christian faith. He's in solitary confinement. His birthday, he turns 33 next week on May 7th, 33 years old, and he's got Nagma here in the United States, and also a 6-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. And folks, it's a very difficult situation where we need you to act. But I know many of you have been holding on the line. For those of you who can take action, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go. Joan in Ohio on line 3. Joan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're talking to Nagma Abedini and Jordan.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that your husband is on my heart day and night. I pray for him during the day and at night, and when I see people, I tell them not to forget to pray for him. And you know what? The worse things get for him, the brighter the light shines from the Lord on his life.
Thank you. We appreciate that. It means a lot knowing I pray for him day and night, so it's very encouraging to know there's others who are with us through these trials and pray with us. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, folks, again, if you want to talk to Nagma, it's 1-800-684-3110. Thank you for that phone call. We are going to go right to the phones. People have been, I know, holding on to talk to Nagma. Paul in Idaho on line 1. Paul, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're talking to Nagma and Jordan.
Yeah, hey, Nagma, I live in Twin Falls, Idaho, and I want you to know that my wife and I, we pray for you every day, and I'm so grateful to the Lord to have the privilege to pray for you and for Saeed, and my church prays for you. And so I wanted to encourage you with a piece of scripture, and it's from Hebrews chapter 13, and a great promise, a better promise than the hope of our government or the United Nations. But our good Lord says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And in the 6th verse, it says, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Mm. Know that we pray for you and that we love you. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. I know he's with Saeed where he's at.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for calling in. We're going to take as many phone calls as we can, so we're going to go right to them. Let's go to John in Minnesota on line 5. John, you're talking to Nagma and Jordan.
Hi, Nagma. This is going to be easy for me to say because I'm not going through the trial that you're going through. I know we got to go through the channels, and the ACLJ does a great job and approaching the UN and everything. But we have to remember our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that all things work together for good. To those who love God and are called according to his purpose, which we know your husband definitely is. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Brother Young, but I just wanted to mention him. I read his book some years ago, and very similar situation. He was in prison, got his legs busted up. He was beaten repeatedly. And God made a way of escape and healed his legs. And that wasn't that many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to encourage you.
Thank you. I have to say, when I do voice my frustration, that that I do believe that ultimately God will deliver Saeed, and that he is in control, and that he will work everything for good, and that he there is a bigger purpose to this. I am very thankful for what ACLJ is doing and getting the word out and fighting for him, and I do believe they are a vessel that God is using through this, but that ultimately he will deliver, and he will. There is a bigger purpose that's going to come out of this. And it's interesting, we do know Brother Yoon. Saeed had met him and had prayed with him before going. But yes, it's an amazing testimony. I've read the book, and the Lord has used that book to show me to wait and trust, no matter even how horrible his physical condition seemed to be. If God wants him alive, he'll keep him alive. So thank you.
And folks, again, thank you for your phone calls. We're going to take as many as we can. If you want to take a stand and take action for Saeed, over 580,000 people, we crossed that mark while we were on the air today, have signed the petition to save Saeed. These are not short-term solutions. You hope for early solutions. You hope for action like that. But we know in the past you have to keep fighting. And you have to remain strong. And you have to continue to speak out and not be discouraged. Folks, if you'll call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go. Mike in California on line 2. Mike, welcome to JSEC Yo Live. You're talking to Nagme Abedini and Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Nagme. God bless you. My family and I have been, me and my wife and my four children have been praying for you and your husband for a long time, ever since we've heard all this. And first off, I'm just outraged that we could have a U.S. citizen somewhere in our government that does absolutely nothing. It does not make you feel secure about leaving this country and hoping that if you get in trouble somewhere, the United States government will come to your rescue. This is ridiculous. I'm really surprised there's nothing on our books that forces the United States government to act and not just us keep begging, will you please do what would seem necessary for you to do that. There should be something that says we have a citizen out there and they're being mistreated and you need to move on this, Mr. President. And I don't get it. I mean, Ronald Reagan probably would have said, give them back now. You know, but we got a different kind of leader here. But anyway, you know, we have been distressed about this. We were praying for about an hour after we heard that Saeed had been put in solitary confinement and the conditions. But my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, woke up this morning and just said, "Dad, I woke up. I had a dream that Pastor Saeed had an angel come into where he was and said, come and follow me. Let's go." And whether it be the case or not for Saeed, I just know it's my daughter's heart that he be free and that, you know, she has that burden on her heart. So we just wanted to encourage you and you know, our prayer is maybe God will send an angel in there and get him out.
Thank you, Mike. Folks, we're on a hard break. Nagme is with us. 30 seconds left here. If you are hanging on the line, hang on the line. See if Nagme can hang on for a couple more segments, or at least one more segment to take more of your phone calls. Will you stand with Saeed? Hearing these powerful stories of prayer, folks, and that is so important, so key. But take time today, pick up the phone and call 877-989-2255, or help us get to 600,000 on this petition by going to aclj.org. So you can sign that online, or savesaeed.org. We'll be right back.
As the ACLJ continues to work in this country and abroad to secure his release, it's vital that we let Pastor Saeed know he is not forgotten. It's critical that the Iranian regime and even the prison guards realize that the world is watching. Write Pastor Saeed a message of hope, a message of support, and sign the petition for his freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at savesaeed.org.
Yeah. right, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to get right to the phone calls. People are holding on the line to talk to Nagmeh Abedini, Saeed Abedini's wife. She is joining us now. Folks, if you're listening to the broadcast, you know, there's been these three arrests out of Boston related to it, the bombing. The arrests means charges, and it looks like this is post-bombing, and we'll continue to update you that here on our radio broadcast and online as well at ACLJ.org on Twitter and Facebook. Back to the phones we go here with Nagmeh Abedini. Let's go to Destiny out in California on line one. Destiny, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Nagmeh. My name is Destiny, and I just wanted to let you know that my husband and I and our families have been just praying for you and Pastor Saeed, and our church has also been praying for you and Pastor Saeed, and I believe you're actually coming to our church here in a couple weeks, but I just want to encourage you and just let you know that we've been fervently praying for him, and that our God is greater than this, and our God is stronger, and that God's going to have his hand upon him every step of the way. So.
Amen. I believe that. Thank you.
Thank you, Destiny. Folks, we're talking to Nagmeh Abedini. This is a short segment right here, so we can take as many calls as we can and get into the discussion in a moment. Let me let's go to Mel in Utah on line six. Mel, you're talking to Nagmeh Abedini and it's Jordan. Thanks, Mel.
Hey, this sounds like a bunch of crude propaganda and lies, and I'm quite certain that he...
All right. I don't know where Mel's going, but we'll go take more of your phone calls, folks. There are crazy people that listen, and that's part of being live on radio. Let's go back to the phones now. Jackie in New Jersey on line five. Jackie, you're talking to Jordan and Nagmeh.
Hi, Donna. Yes, I'm your sister in Christ, and I'm calling to encourage you. I have been praying about the situation for months, and right now I'm with a prayer group that is going on a 21-day fast starting today, and I will keep Pastor Saeed lifted up. I also have a Facebook page, and I'm going to put this particular situation on causes and have as many as my Facebook friends made aware of this so that they could offer support to Pastor Saeed.
Well, thank you, Jackie. And Nagmeh, you are very active on Facebook, and there's Facebook pages set up informing people of the information as you hear it and also asking people to pray for specific reasons, and it's a great way for people to interact with you.
Yes, and I had shared that Saeed is going to be in that prison at least 17 more days, and that a lot of these prisoners are going on hunger strikes, and just Saeed's situation in solitary, that we could just join with Saeed and show our support by praying and fasting for him. So it's amazing hearing that there's people that are going to be praying and fasting for the next 20 days.
Yeah, I read that and on the Facebook page, and then to hear that from Jackie, and to hear that people taking that initiative. You know, people always ask, what's the most important thing to do? The most important thing to do is pray. And, you know, I feel like sometimes with our audience here, if that's a given, you know, that's what people already, they're taking initiative on their own. Take another phone call before we go into this break. Hosanna in California on line six. Hosanna, welcome. You're on the air with Nagmeh and Jordan.
Hi, I'm Hosanna. I'm just wanting to tell you that me and my family are praying for Pastor Saeed, and we're just hoping that he comes out, and we're believing that he will.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Hosanna, and thank you for coming on the air, being brave to do that, and for your prayers and for standing with Saeed. Folks, we're going to a break now. If you will take a stand with Saeed to pray during this time when he is in solitary confinement, to pray for his release, to pray for his family and Nagmeh and the children, his daughter and his son here in the United States who have not seen their dad since June. Call now, 877-989-2255 if you will stand with them. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call 877-989-2255. 17 days left in solitary confinement. Nagmeh called it like being thrown in a dark hole. We'll be right back.
A bad situation just got worse. American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, has now been placed in solitary confinement. Facing deteriorating health, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been beaten and tortured by his captors. And now there's growing concern that he will face additional beatings while in solitary confinement. As his wife Nagme puts it, every day in that prison is a death sentence.
Very serious. The 8 years is actually more of a death sentence.
As the ACLJ continues to work in this country and abroad to secure his release, it's vital that we let Pastor Saeed know he is not forgotten. It's critical that the Iranian regime and even the prison guards realize that the world is watching. Write Pastor Saeed a message of hope, a message of support, and sign the petition for his freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at SaveSaeed.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
You gotta keep it strong, move along like I know you do. Even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through. When all you gotta keep is strong, move along.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Nagme Abedini, Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife, is joining us now. And we have been taking your phone calls. We're going to continue to do that. If you are on the line, stay on the line. We're going to take your calls. I wanted to play part of an interview yesterday with on Fox News. This was Nagme again, and talking about people who have not spoken out enough, who have not taken the right action. Take a listen. You'll probably recognize this quote, bite three.
Silence in the face of evil, it's evil itself. And, you know, even with Secretary Kerry speaking out, we had to fight for that for 8 months. We had to ask for it for 8 months before he said anything.
But has it gotten you anywhere?
No. You know, if Fox News and ACLJ were not continually bringing this to light, it would be forgotten. It seems like what is being done is them doing it under pressure, and it's something we have to ask for them, not something they're doing it proactively. I'm really frustrated with how our government is handling this.
Now, I mean, we're going to take more phone calls from folks, but I wanted to ask you about that famous quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who, again, a minister in Germany and during the Nazi occupation, and talked about those who did not take a stand for what was right, did not speak out for what was right, and that by being silent, that was evil in itself, and that, you know, that alone is not speaking is speaking. And, you know, these are all voluntary decisions we make. And the idea, I know that's been frustrating to you as we learn about these new arrests in Boston, of how our government will go to great lengths to protect some citizens' constitutional rights, even those accused of horrendous crimes, the bombings. And yet others, like Saeed, where we've got to consistently almost fight for in the public eye, you know, on television, doing the interviews, to get their attention and to get get them working. When in other situations, you know, it seems like it leaves people wondering why they're working so hard for people.
Exactly. They take proactive action to protect the Boston bombers' rights, and they have to be pushed, dragging their feet to take any action for Saeed. And Saeed is in Iran because he's a convert from Islam to Christianity, and the Iranian government doesn't like that. And they're breaking their own laws, they're breaking international laws, and have kept them in that prison long enough. And he's now suffering. We don't know how long he can survive that solitary confinement. And it's our government should be speaking out. It is evil keeping silent when there is a human being, better yet, an American citizen, whose rights are being violated, and there's silence from our government. And unless we have to push and ask for it, they should be proactive about this. They should be standing up, speaking out. Our president should be saying something. No phone calls to me yet, and no nothing, no mention of Saeed yet.
You know, folks, I'm going to go to your phone calls now because I know you've been speaking out, folks. You have been taking action, and you're making those phone calls now. Sherry in California on line 4. Sherry, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're talking to Nagme and Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Nagme, my sweet sister. I pray for you constantly, too. I had a 10-year-old little girl kidnapped 6 years ago, and I know those nights that you just crying in your pillow to the Lord. And I have, you know, what I understand is that Pastor Saeed was there building an orphanage, and his papers were in order, and everything was fine up until the last minute. He had this mock trial, and now, you know, they won't even send him any health professionals. Enough is enough. I want to hear from the president, and I want, I want some action on this. This is ridiculous. It's time for somebody to go get him and make sure he gets health care immediately.
Well, let me say thank you, Sherry. And now, I mean, that is an important point, because up until the solitary confinement news, the focus was on getting the proper health care. And then the health care was promised. He was taken to a private hospital. But then when he got to the private hospital, there's no doctor there. Then he was taken back to prison, ended up being, again, physically abused and beaten again. And then that kind of has led to this, what has happened now, which is another spiral into a dark place where solitary confinement, out of all the prisoners, he is one of 10. And you also mentioned the hunger strike. Tell people about that this news coming out of Evan Prison.
Well, what the latest news we've heard from the inside is that the prisoners that were not taken, there's around 30, 35 of them that are in the general prison that are going on hunger strike to speak out for those in solitary, but also the 10 who are in solitary are going to be going, or have, they were supposed to start today to go on a hunger strike, and so that's their way of protesting the best way they can as prisoners, and in trying to speak out for them, for themselves and for the other prisoners.
You know, folks, this is a very important time to take action. Call 877-989-2255. Dwayne in Georgia on line 2. Dwayne, you're talking to Nagme and Jordan.
Yes, Nagme, I just want to say I'm praying for you, and I continue to pray for you each and every day. And just like you and Jordan in a previous call, I too is expressing frustration with our government for not being more involved in your husband's release. And like you, I think it's ridiculous that the government would come to the aid of the bomber and give him rights and don't want to do nothing to try to help your husband get free from this Iranian prison. I too express frustration.
Thank you, Dwayne. Nagme, I know you're there. Let me take another phone call. So we're getting close to another break. A couple more folks have been holding on, both Sheila and Rachel. We're going to get to your phone calls. Let's start with Sheila in Florida on line 1. Sheila, you're talking to Nagme and Jordan.
Yes, I'm Sheila, and I'm in Florida. And I just want to share with you some verses in Romans chapter 8, where, and of course this is for Saeed, and this comes straight from the Lord Jesus. The verses are, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Well, let me say thank you, Sheila. Nagma, let me take this phone call now, and then we'll close with you. Rachel in Georgia on line three. Rachel, you're talking to Nagma Abedini and Jordan. Thank you for calling, Rachel.
And every night. But, you know, in this country, our Hollywood and our athletes are the celebrities, and people just go gaga over them. But for eternity, people like Saeed and the people suffering the way he is and standing up for the Lord, they're going to be the celebrities. And they got a lot longer to be celebrities than the ones on earth doing those things. And I want to encourage you. It's going to be something so amazing when he gets his reward.
Amen. Yes. Thank you.
You know, Nagma, we've got a few minutes here. Let me ask you this. The prayers I know are very important. Let me ask you about your children. You know, we haven't talked about that yet. I know it's difficult. How are they doing? And for people out there, how can they pray for you and your family?
I would say the biggest prayer is for them. It's hard for them. It's hard for as us for adults to try to understand this. For them, it's really hard. I've shared a small clip of Jacob crying out and asking for Daddy to come home on my Facebook and Twitter, and I just can't go into detail, and I can't explain enough how much they're going through, how emotional they are, and how much they miss him. And my daughter was saying today, Mommy, it's almost Daddy's birthday. Is he going to be all alone in that prison? And they don't know he's in solitary, but just keeping them in your prayers. They are really suffering, and they're really missing Daddy. So thank you.
Folks, if you can pray for Saeed, if you can speak out, if you can take a stand, you know, please do that. And if you can pick up the phone now and call, we are over 580,000 petitions. And we have to do this work. This is why there are those television interviews, why Fox News, why the coverage is there. You know, over when this news came out, I was looking at the article, over 6,000 people. Now, this is the midst of Boston, the midst of all of this other news. Over 6,000 people shared Saeed's the latest update about solitary confinement on Fox News website in the midst of all of the news going. And that's because you're speaking out and taking a stand. We need your prayers. We need your support. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Our latest updates there, as well as Save Saeed. That's SAEED.org. We'll be right back.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. A bad situation just got worse. American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, has now been placed in solitary confinement. Facing deteriorating health, Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, has been beaten and tortured by his captors. And now there's growing concern that he will face additional beatings while in solitary confinement. As his wife Nagma puts it, every day in that prison is a death sentence.
Very serious. The 8 years is actually more of a death sentence.
As the ACLJ continues to work in this country and abroad to secure his release, it's vital that we let Pastor Saeed know he is not forgotten. It's critical that the Iranian regime and even the prison guards realize that the world is watching. Write Pastor Saeed a message of hope, a message of support, and sign the petition for his freedom. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at SaveSaeed.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. It was so good earlier in the broadcast to hear from Nagmeh again. We, of course, continue to stand with her in prayer as she prayerfully awaits her husband, Pastor Saeed's return home. Listen, folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I want to play for you a couple of the celebrity endorsements, so to speak, or the advocacy pieces that various folks have done for Pastor Saeed. You've heard many of these before. We have a couple new ones that have been made. Pastor T.D. Jakes spoke out for Pastor Saeed, and then also Maria and Marzia, the two women who were held captive in the same prison that Pastor Saeed is in. They spoke out for Pastor Saeed. I'm going to play a compilation of these statements for you now. I think it'll be an encouragement to you. Let's go ahead and roll those.
In September of 2012, American Pastor Saeed Abedini was arrested while building an orphanage in Iran. His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran. Saeed received a sham trial and faces the daily reality of physical and psychological abuse. Since Saeed's imprisonment more than 6 months ago, there has been an international response of support for the release of Pastor Saeed. Will you walk alongside me and more than 500,000 others and join the fight to help save Saeed? He's guilty only of being a child of God and a Christian. Sign his petition at SaveSaeed.org. While you're there, send Pastor Saeed a message of encouragement on his 33rd birthday as it draws near on May 7th. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. Share his story through Facebook and Twitter and get your friends and family involved in this global movement for the release of Pastor Saeed. For more information, visit SaveSaeed.org. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. If we don't stand by him, who knows who could be next?
My name is Marian.
And I am Marzia.
In 2009, we were thrown in Evin prison for our faith and were held prisoners there for 259 days.
One thing that helped us bear the horror of Evin was letters of encouragement and hope from the outside.
Our friend Pastor Saeed Abedini has now been in prison for over 6 months.
As his birthday approaches, we encourage you to write to Saeed a message of hope.
Go to SaveSaeed.org to find out how you can send a message to Saeed.
To send Saeed a message, click on the icon at the top of the page on SaveSaeed.org. Feel free to customize the text and let Saeed know of the more than 500,000 people that are standing with him globally. Please take note of a few guidelines while composing your message. Sign your name at the bottom of the message and we will print your letter and send it to Saeed in Iran. Our goal is to flood Saeed's prison with letters of encouragement. Encourage others to send Pastor Saeed a message by his birthday on May 7th. And if you haven't already, please sign his petition at SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner. Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Time is love. Gotta run.
Hey Saeed, this is Bart for Mercy Me, and we are praying with everything that we have that you are home free and soon. We don't understand why things happen the way that they do, but we know and believe with all of our heart, as you do, that God has never once stepped off his throne. He's never once turned his back on you.
I've been the one to shake with fear and wonder if you're even here.
And I just pray that he gets his glory through this. I pray he gets his glory through you coming home to be with your family and just keeping him the center of attention through this whole process. We're fighting for you, and we won't give up until something changes, until you're free.
You're the one who calls out kings. You shut the mouths of lions. You tear the dead to breathe. You're the one who walks the fire. You take the orphan's hand. You are the one Messiah.
Ooh, you know I can't ignore.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, I'm Ricky Skaggs. We're praying for your release. We're praying for your strength.
But more than anything, we're praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit to just come around you right now and just give you strength, give you courage, give you hope. We love you. God bless you, my brother.
Nothing beats a family. No, nothing beats a family. Now be it blood or heavenly. Nothing beats a family. Now be it. You still know that He is God. You still know that He is holy.
Pastor Saeed, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. Brother, we are praying for you. Doing everything that we can here in the U.S. And I'm thankful, grateful to get to be just a small part of helping share your story. I am especially grateful for your commitment to do the true religion of caring for orphans. As we have experienced the Chapman family through walking through some very, very dark days, truly our enemy, enemy of all things that show the heart of our Father, and I don't think there's anything like caring for orphans that touches the heart of God. But I also, and we've experienced it on so many levels, there's nothing that makes the enemy more angry and the enemy comes against. But as we have learned, and as I know you know, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us, through the Father to the fatherless who has come for us. And so we're going to continue to pray for you. We're going to continue to pray that God will put His protection over your family. And ultimately, we know the end of the story, and we know the day that's coming when there won't be orphans anymore and no more prisons. Until that day, though, we're going to be praying and standing with you and with your family. Bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I look forward to meeting you face to face, shaking your hand, hugging you, and doing work together in caring for orphans of the world. So we're praying for you. Bless you, brother.
He is our Father.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, I'm Michael W. Smith. Just know that we got your back in America. We are praying for you and for a quick release. Stay the course. May your faith just go at the all-time high. And believe that you will have a story to tell that will further the kingdom of God. Stay strong.
Folks, I just want to encourage you. I want you to follow the example of what you just heard. Take to heart the biblical mandate that we have to care for the fatherless, to care for the widow. I know Nagme is not a widow, folks, but Pastor Saeed is not with her. He is not with her family. It is time for us to stand in the gap for him. I want you to go to savesaeed.org, write Pastor Saeed a letter of encouragement, sign the petition advocating for his release. He might not be able to speak out for his freedom, folks, but we can. Go to savesaeed.org, sign the petition, and write Pastor Saeed a note of encouragement. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
As the ACLJ continues to work in this country and abroad to secure his release, it's vital that we let Pastor Saeed know he is not forgotten. It's critical that the Iranian regime and even the prison guards realize that the world is watching. Write Pastor Saeed a message of hope, a message of support, and sign the petition for his freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at savesaeed.org.